Hello, my friends. It is already the 19th day of August, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. You were watching part of Anthony Hilder's, one of his new documentaries. Look at this. It's a new best-selling book, In Defense of Internment. And it's by this arch-neocon creature, Michelle Malkin, who I'll be interviewing next Monday. And she gets into how wonderful concentration camps are and how we should all love them and how criminals of all types should be sent to work camps. Michael Savage is on the cutting edge of this. For 2.5 years, he's been calling for anyone that disagrees with the government to be put in a forced labor camp. He says, we have to pay our way. Disagreeing with the government aids terrorists. We should all be put in camps. Also, the London Telegraph and the Associated Press are reporting that 2 days ago, before our troops went into Najaf today, started blowing up the mosque with our supposed allies, the Shiites, who they're attacking, the anti-Saddam people, angry that they put the Ba'athist back into control, Saddam's people back into control, the police, under military protection, went in and machine gunned a major hotel and told American reporters, Reuters, you name it, we're going to kill you if you don't leave Najaf. And they did leave, and some of them were arrested as they tried to leave. This is the freedom, our own press being kicked out of Najaf before the huge invasion began today, and they were blowing up the towers, the minarets. Our Pentagon is not stupid. 2.5 years ago, an organization called P2OG was founded, $6 billion a year. This is a public group by Rumsfeld, to go out and attack Muslims and carry out covert operations in other countries to get Arabs to attack us. They admit to encourage terror attacks. So the globalists have a pretext to go into more countries. Just type into a search engine P2OG. The letter P, then the number 2, O-G, A-P-U-P-I. I did it yesterday. Those are the top things that pop up. The Shiites were the people we told to overthrow Saddam in 91, then we left them out to dry. And they've been angry that our government took over. They're a third of the population in Iraq, and our government has put the Sunnis and the Ba'athists, the Saddam supporters, predominantly back into control of the new appointed puppet government. And the Shiites got madder when our government took over their newspapers. And they've really done nothing violent to this point, but they want this al-Sadr out of there. This is disgusting. This is a wag the dog. They want an explosion in Iraq before the election to scare everybody into submission. We're going to get into this and a bunch of other news here in the next 30-plus minutes that we've got left. But if we can get him to call in via the phone line, I know he's here in Austin. We're going to have a military officer. We're not going to say what branch of the military, but he has given me a document that I was already aware of, but I did not have a copy of. This, boys and girls, is very, very serious. Let me show you the cover sheet of this document. Use of force. This is a blueprint for martial law in Texas, roundups, takeover of city halls, total martial law. And guess who one of the senior commanders of this is? Guess who selects the officers for this elite cadre of Texas National Guard that is to train the National Guard and regular army once deployed? They're to go out and train everybody else, and they are to be operational by November 1st. 2 weeks ago, I interviewed the aide-de-camp for the Alabama Defense Force. This is a shoddy organization compared to these guys. These are professionals. Where they literally will issue anyone, after a few hours of training, a military uniform and an MP armband, and they dispatch them out to search children on street corners and old ladies randomly to train us to accept an end to posse comitatus and martial law. But the officer in charge of the State Guard Officer Candidate School is a full bird colonel, and guess what? He's British SAS or special forces, the equivalent of their Delta Force. Our Delta Force is modeled after this. And in other areas of the country, 2 years ago, they hired General Primakov. General Primakov, this is in Associated Press again. UPI broke it 2+ years ago. General Primakov was the former head of the KGB to help set up infrastructure protection and to help set up the new internal police force. The mainstream news. And what does this say? And a lot of the KGB's training has gone into this. Critical infrastructure protection training. And the KGB former chief is over this. Folks, you couldn't make stuff up like this. I mean, if a writer like Tom Clancy wrote something like this, people would laugh at him. And in this document, it says, movement of prisoners, search for weapons, handcuffing, handgun retention, defense tactics, rules of engagement, how to take over cities. Look at this. How to take over your city hall. Now, we already knew this was happening because we videotaped the training from Kingsville, Texas, to Hebron, Maryland, to Oakland, California, to San Antonio. How to arrest you and your family. How to take you to a concentration camp. It's all right here. I want to put that website up, though, for the Alabama Defense Force. Don't believe me. 30 states now have this. When I interviewed the deputy head, the aide-de-camp for the general for the Alabama Forces 2 weeks ago on my radio show. Put that website up, Mike. And if you go to the Alabama Defense Forces, it's under Infowars.com, you will see photos of them at shopping malls, street corners, football games, searching children, searching women, troops just randomly walking up, Nazi goons, folks. Has nothing to do with terrorism. This is our new life. And it says they're to fight crime. The military is going to fight terrorism and crime because crime aids the terrorists. Let's bring David. We're going to protect his identity. Military officer, we won't even tell you what branch. Because this involves not just the Texas Guard, but the National Guard, the regular military. I'll just say it right now. My cousin, 3-4 years ago, made fun of me at a family reunion. He's been in Special Forces now 18 years, most of his life deployed overseas. He has been in countless secret operations in Latin America, Asia. I mean, he's a total badass. Special Forces. 2 years ago, he was taken into logistics as a manager. His job is merging the APD, the Texas National Guard, the National Guard, and the regular Army at Bergstrom. A third of that base, formerly an Air Force base, is still a military base, and they're out there doing all of this. And he made fun of me about how I said the government's going to make everybody take microchips. Mexican government's now made 160, 300. Now they're saying every judicial worker has to have a chip or you can't work there. Our U.S. government's talking about this. But my cousin made fun of me, and then he came to my house about a year ago for coffee. And he apologized. He said, "My God, Alex, we got called in with this, with a general and a colonel, over 100 officers, and we were told, within 2 years, you're all getting microchips." That was a year ago, he said 2 years, and now we read about they're beginning to do it. So that's my cousin. But I can go to the defense forces of 30 states that have now done this and read about it. Now, the group here in Texas, this cadre of troops, is to train the Army, the regular National Guard, and others for this. And I've been to the training missions. They were training before 9/11 to take over your city, to lock down the schools, to take your children. You won't get your children until you turn your firearms in. People didn't believe me on that, even though I'd seen documents, some of which I can't even reveal here on air from sources. Now the Washington Post, the Gannett News Service, last year, this is in my film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, now they admit that if we go to red alert, they lock down, you can't leave your house, they take your children. This is martial law. Let's go to David, an unspecified military officer who brought us this and who's been a witness to this takeover. Sir, are you there? Can we fade him up and get him on?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Got me now?
Yes, I do have you now.
Outstanding.
You, of course, law enforcement, that's who they're looking for in this, FBI, police, others. This is a more professional unit, group of units than we see in some of the other states, which makes it even more frightening. Why are you concerned about the documents that you have brought to our attention?
Well, obviously, if you look at the document closely and read through it all, there's a lot of sections that concern me, considering the fact that the State Guard has traditionally never been armed, and yet there is extensive firearms training in that manual. And the use of force, the handcuffing, and the prisoner transport.
In fact, right here, movement of prisoners, how to take over city halls. This is a blueprint for Gestapo takeover.
Yes, that is the required training for the proposed team members.
Now, you told me that this is a force multiplication group to train the rest of the military, correct?
Well, eventually what we were told was that the entire State Guard would receive this training. But as of right now, only selected individuals are to receive it.
And you told me they told you to not tell anybody about this.
Exactly.
How long have you been a listener and a viewer of the broadcast?
Since probably day one.
So eight...
Right.
8, 9 years ago, believe...
No.
When this happened, how does this affect?
Well, obviously, adversely, bringing it to, for this specific purpose of informing other personnel, bring to the public.
No show. I saw my site, the Alabama's children on corners, ran nothing to do with terrorism, and I had the aide-de-camp on. He said, it's not for terror. We're going to be law enforcement. Look, guns, drugs, anything illegal, we're going to be to the point of giving tickets. Is that the military's job, to have running around feeding on the population?
Obviously, no.
I mean, maybe it's the job in Russia. What do you think of the officer candidate school, which is a key position to screen people, heavily screened, being run by a former SAS British Special Forces commander?
Well, he is a full-bird colonel. He's in charge of the OCS for the Texas State Guard. No person comes to the State Guard and gets the rank of officer, which would be any warrant officers or lieutenant all the way up, unless going through a selection process to make them an officer.
The point that this is secret, others call for putting troops on the streets. Tommy Franks has said, oh, it's sad, but for safety, people are, I'll use that term, we played it last week, martial law is good, and now we have all these articles and books, internment camps are good. How good camps are. What do you think of this whole atmosphere?
That's a very dangerous atmosphere, Alex. The drop dead point or the time that it's going to take for all these teams to be trained, outfitted, and away is November 1st of this year. And we've been told that it's not if, but when we are deployed, and we will be deployed after November 1st.
In America.
Yes, in the state of Texas.
Can you describe to people what it's like when you're in these command centers?
The structure or the personnel that are there?
The political atmosphere, the commissariat political officer atmosphere.
Very, very right-wing, very pro-Bush, very pro-Republican, pro-war. That's pretty much the atmosphere that's pushed in throughout the State Guard.
Now, if this was the military, giving us the virtues of carry, I'd be just as concerned. But you described to me almost like a pure-like worship atmosphere of Bush. Would you like to do an imitation like you did of these people?
Oh, it's almost comical sometimes, some of the paraphernalia that is worn or plastered all over the vehicles, the privately owned vehicles of some of the upper echelon of the unit. The anti-carry jokes, the anti-democratic jokes. Soldier was even overheard during training asking when he was going to get to shoot Democrats. That's pretty much the atmosphere that that's the State Guard.
At this very minute, we have an attempt by organizations to shut down Access Television after 31 years. All over the country, they just shut Access TV down. I wonder why that has to have a voice. I wonder why that's so important to them.
Well, I guarantee you some of the other more mainstream local channels wouldn't touch this if it was taken to them.
Now, that's a key point, though, that they told you not to talk to the public, that this is a secret.
Exactly. We could tell our loved ones to prepare them for a deployment, but no media was to be spoken to whatsoever.
Now, I want to be clear. Deployment where?
Somewhere in the state of Texas.
Now, we have the government saying to U.S. News and World Report, the White House said we will be attacked by terrorists. The Capitol will be destroyed. I pray that doesn't happen. But how can they be so sure? You know, it's like before 9/11. They had all this prior knowledge. We know the terrorists were controlled by the U.S. government. We have official U.S. government plans to carry out 9/11-style attacks. But at the same time, then 9/11 happens, and they say, oh, we never heard of such a plan. It's just incredible, and to see how far we've gone and to see this preparation. But I don't know why these guys are mad at Kerry. He says he's for the war, with or without weapons of mass destruction. He says he's for the end of posse comitatus. He wants a giant domestic CIA to run our lives. He's for open borders. He's for signing on to UNESCO. He's for everything Bush is for, except maybe the tax cut. I mean, is this just more of a way to politically control the troops and get them all hyped up?
Possibly, but your average citizen doesn't see the similarities between the two candidates. Rather, they focus on the differences of Republican versus Democrat issue.
Well, it's dangerous to have a leader who said that it'd be a heck of a lot easier if this was a dictatorship, so long as I'm the dictator. It's very frightening to have someone like this in control and then to have open discussions of martial law and red alerts, and it's what the people want, and, oh, we might have to suspend the election. I mean, this is America, and we're hearing all of this. David, what's your response to that?
To the martial law question?
Well, how they're introducing this idea to us, even in the mainstream media. That means they really are considering going with it.
It's the increment. It goes back to the basic, you know, frog. How do you boil a frog? Getting people used to it, getting these soldiers used to it. While we're there, there's at one time, I remember the State Guard being a volunteer organization that would basically support Red Cross type operations during disasters, tornadoes, that sort of thing, floods. Now it's a lot. It's growing by leaps and bounds. More volunteers are volunteering weekly, and with an emphasis, the recruiting is on an emphasis of recruiting active law enforcement, former military. At one time during one of the training, I saw one soldier who was a highly decorated non-commissioned officer with combat experience from the first Desert Storm, and several other soldiers with a lot of combat experience, combat training, military police training, who are being pulled in and tasked for this infrastructure protection teams.
Were you aware that Primakov, the former head of the KGB, was hired to help set this up 2 years ago?
No, sir.
Any search engine will find you mainstream articles documenting that. Do you think that's a good idea to have the KGB helping us?
No, I do not. This some of the instructors who've been pulled in for this type of training are active FBI agents, U.S. Marshals, special U.S. Marshals, and active law enforcement for the state of Texas.
And the head selector to decide who gets in is a British, and he is former SAS.
Well, he is not selecting who gets into the IPT teams. He selects and trains personnel who are going to be officers in the State Guard statewide.
Period.
Period.
Period. That's interesting. We have foreigners choosing who gets to be in it. And I have a whole file full of New Jersey headlines, California headlines, where Mossad is doing the training and setting things up. Our good friends, the Mossad, do you think that's, you have any comments about that?
No.
There was a comment in Haaretz 2 years ago, and it was also in UPI and Associated Press. Did you hear about where Bush said, yes, we're going to let Mossad kill Americans without judges or juries or trials in America? Foreigners are allowed to kill us and assassinate us now. Were you aware of that?
Through you, yes.
People can type that into a search engine, Mossad to kill Americans on U.S. soil. It'll mainstream news will pop up. I don't know if we have a... I thought it'd be bad enough if the government was going to randomly kill us with no judge or jury or arrest, but, God, foreigners are going to kill us? KGB chiefs are here helping? I'm having trouble dealing with this now, David. It's getting too crazy for me now. I can't believe it's this out of control. Maybe we're not going to be attacked November 1st or after, but they say, be ready, you will be deployed. I have friends, I have family, I have neighbors. I talk to men in uniform. They go, look, we're told we're going into Iran. It's coming in the next few months. I pray that doesn't happen. But my God, I mean, are we going to invade everybody? And now they said they're going to pull 70,000 troops out of Asia and Europe. Asia has North Korea threatening to nuke us on a weekly basis. They have Taipong Dong 2s with MIRV technology that can hit every city in the U.S. That's admitted. But they're not a threat, David. No, no, it's Saddam and it's the Ayatollahs and these people with tinker toy type weapons. What do you say to that?
I'd say that the majority of the people that get their news from mainstream media, such as CNN or Fox, would buy into that argument.
So yeah, they think people with 1950s Scud missiles that go 100 miles are bigger threats than people saying they will nuke us and kill us with long-range missiles that can hit Austin, Texas. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
No.
Well, anything else before I cover some final news that hooks into this and integrates with it? Anything else you want to add about this voluminous document that I've had a chance to read over about how to take over America, how to take our freedoms, how to put us in camps? Any comments about this?
Well, I did voice some common sense type opinions when this was brought up to my attention, and for some strange reason, I was never chosen to be a member of the IPT. I am now in charge of a small detachment of support units that we still maintain our old functions of disaster relief and supporting basically Red Cross type functions if a natural disaster occurs within our area of operations.
But this is to back up and to arrest people, and it says crowd control and takeovers of our cities.
Yes, it's very... The entire document taken as a whole is very scary, and when you break it down into the individual tasks that are in there, it clearly violates a lot of long-held moral and ethical beliefs that some members of the State Guard still have.
Well, we're America because we're against this, and we're different, but now we're not. We're going to be just like Russia or China. Thank you for your courage in coming forward, and I appreciate you joining us. And perhaps I can have you on the radio show tomorrow or on Monday or something to talk about this.
It's possible, yes.
All right, thank you so much. Of course, this gentleman, don't want to give you too many details, but law enforcement involved in this, and very serious. But police tell journalists to leave Najaf or be shot. This was a couple days ago, posted on PrisonPlanet.com, and... maybe you guys can give me a close shot, and I'll show them some of these documents a little bit closer. A close shot. Thanks. But they just told reporters, and the government admits it, yeah, we'll kill any Western reporters who don't leave. That's the freedom now. We'll kill you. But if Al Qaeda kills a reporter, oh, it's horrible. But our government, oh, we'll kill you if you don't leave. That's freedom. They're blowing up the mosque right now as we speak, which will stir up all the Shiites, just what the globalists want. Shiites are mad because they don't want Saddam's people running the country, but hey, Saddam's people are our people, so shut up. We can get a close shot now. Go ahead. Please tell journalists. I just posted on it.com. And this little lady has her new best-selling book out about how we should all be all be put in camps. Camps are good. And she's the right color to tell us how all we need to put all the brown people in camps. But of course, just like Nazi Germany, it's for everybody once they get you set on one group. Gunman threatens to kill British journalists unless U.S. withdrawal from Najd. U.S. government people. Here's another one. Alan Dershowitz, who's always been out telling us how good torture is, and he loves Bush and loves invading Iraq. Amend international law to allow preemptive strike on Iran. Israel says they're going to go ahead, maybe use nuclear weapons on Iran. And Iran says they'll defend the regime. I agree. How dare them? How dare them say they'll fight back? That's bad. They're very evil. But Alan Dershowitz, he's been in the news saying he wants to torture people. And don't worry, the government is torturing people's children in front of them. Iran warns a preemptive strike to prevent attack on nuclear sites. AFP posted at Space War. Iranian Defense Minister Ali Shamkhani warned Wednesday that Iran may launch a preemptive strike against U.S. forces in the region to prevent an attack on its nuclear facilities. And they said, we will not sit with arms folded to wait for what others will do to us, because the U.S. and Israel have said they want to go ahead and attack them, and troops have been told they're about to invade. So this is, the globalists just love this. Order out of chaos is, in fact, I was going to have that tape brought down. Do we have that tape, that order out of chaos tape? Is David here? Yeah, bring me the tape. I just got another tape brought down here. You'll have to cue it up. This is Bush saying we need to have chaos, order out of chaos, of course. A few weeks ago, it was the terrorists want to harm Americans and kill Americans, and so do we. It's like Kerry saying we want to cue it up for us, David, and we'll play that in a minute. Also, oil prices yesterday were $47 a barrel. They went over $48 today. Of course, the all-time record was $45 a barrel last week. And there's plenty of oil, but they're going to train you to pay just absolutely stratospheric prices for all of this, all part of the gouging. They found more oil than ever in Russia, in Alaska, and people say, oh, well, we're not getting the oil out of Iraq, so it's not about oil. No, by not letting that oil flow, it boosts prices, and the oil companies are all posting record profits, which is not free market. That's why I have a problem with it. FBI expects violence at GOP convention, AP. Well, I expect so. They hire provocateurs. We've proven that. And Mayor Michael Bloomberg of New York City says freedom of speech is a privilege. That's in the article out of the New York Times. Behavior may cause protesters privileges, Bloomberg says. And some protesters are dumb enough. If you register with the city as a protester, you get discounts on your hotels. I mean, what idiot would go along with that? So that's posted on Infowars.com from the New York Times. Protesting is now a privilege, just like they claim everything else is a privilege. I thought it was a right. Secret Pentagon hidden under mountain, Myrtle Beach sun. Welcome to Site R, the real government. That's where Cheney ran the 9/11 attacks, by the way. And here is the Myrtle Beach sun for you, about this loving Secret Pentagon. I'm told we have Bush ready about the Order Out of Chaos, which is the name of a book I published about government-sponsored terror. It's an Illuminati maxim, Order Out of Chaos. They create the crisis to offer the solution. They ship in the drugs to set up with the police state. They carry out the terrorist attacks to take your freedoms. They dumb your kids down and they get even more funding. Go ahead and roll our Lord Bush.
And freedom is beautiful. And, it'll take time to restore chaos and order. But we order out of chaos, but we will.
Baghdad is being hit. But on March 19th, 2003, decision was made.
That's good.
First and most important decision was the decision.
That's good, guys. Oh, God. I mean, look at this. Folks, his daddy ran the CIA. Crump Thyssen shipped all their money out through their bank up until 1953. You wonder where all the Nazi money went. Here's another one. You know, under FEMA, 4 days after a hurricane, you can't even get into your house. Last big hurricane, it was 12 days. Your animals die, everything falls apart. A father of three, no criminal record, drives through, argues, they jerk him out and taser him. I'm sure you've already all heard about this. Don't be like Mike Wallace, don't argue with him. Don't be like a woman who eats a candy bar, puts the last piece in her mouth, and they say she was chewing aggressively. You know, this is the new. Abu Ghraib whistleblower faces death threats from the U.S. government, Reuters. You know, don't expose how we torture people. And I wanted to get into the secret language of the Illuminati. This is out of the Cincinnati Inquirer, the major daily paper of Cincinnati, Ohio. No, it's not the National Inquirer. The Cincinnati Inquirer. Ring's torch had ties to Hitler's Nazi propaganda. And the article from the Cincinnati Inquirer, posted on PrisonPlanet.com, goes on to say the most beloved emblems of the modern Olympics have a decidedly dark past. The torch relay that culminates in the ceremonial lighting of the flame at the Olympic Stadium was ordered by Adolf Hitler, who tried to turn to the 1936 Berlin Games into a celebration of the Third Reich. And it says he personally designed the rings, the torch. It's all Illuminati symbolism. It's the same symbolism used. And under that story posted, we have this long article we put together that I wrote. And this is in your face. The globalist language is hidden in plain view. And we get into examples of where they had TV shows and articles about how the New World Order would attack the World Trade Centers with hijacked jets, multiple TV shows and movies before it happened. They like to let you know and how 666 is in the emblems of most of the corporations and how the New York Lottery came up 9/11 on 9/11 and the Chicago Mercantile came up 9/11.00, impossible. And how the Madrid bombing was 9/11 days after 9/11 on 3/11, and all the Illuminati stuff, and all the hand signs, and the at the Louvre, the gold pyramid with 666 pieces of gold glass, and now it's all a big fat joke in your face. Also, just a quick update on Access Television here in Austin, Texas. I went to another board meeting where they said, well, yeah, we're not going to let you criticize people on certain channels, but that's not restricting free speech. And they're moving ahead with an election, a board meeting election, next Tuesday. They have announced where it's going to be next Tuesday. And they're going to have a producer board that puts someone on the board. And they're going to have an election for that. But, of course, then they'll say, oh, well, you had a board member, so everything we do is okay. Even though they outvote everybody. Is that hanging on the wall down the hall? Can you run down and ask the folks down the hall if they've told us where the meeting is yet? We will email you if you call George Woolley or email him. He will tell you where it's going to be. They'll announce at the last minute and have a special vote with their producers. Got to be a producer to vote, but you need to be down here, or they're talking about at UT or somewhere. And we are taking action against this, and that'll be announced on the websites in the next week. We tried to avoid legal action, but looks like that they don't take us serious. And we're not going to let a 31-year-old institution, the birthplace of Access Television, be shut down. And I want to thank those that have come to all the meetings and that have stood up against this. And I shout. And by the way, the Chronicle only posted a few of the articles. They had like 50 letters to the editor on their website, only posted 5 or 6. And this week it's letters attacking me, so that's stage 2. And imply letters to the editor, you know, because I'm for free speech, basically. But this is all you can find. And it says Free Speech Forum with ACLU. That's 4 to 6 p.m. Where is this going to be? At corner of Congress and Riverside, at Sidekick Sports Bar. The ACLU is going to have a forum about this, and you need to go there with the corporate minutes. I may not be able to make it, and talk about how they openly talk about censoring people, and those are posted on the websites as well. Just please watch what's happening. Producers, come down to wherever the meeting is next week. So they don't know where the meeting is next week. They're not going to tell us till 5 minutes before again. The election they're going to have of an Access TV producer as board member. Just amazing. Well, we have other remedies, legal remedies for all of this. Again, tyranny's upon you. Martial law's upon you. They don't want to have these channels here doing this. When they're pulling martial law in Austin, they don't want me live on TV doing this. And the next 2 weeks, my show's been canceled. 5th week, classes, magically now. I'm not going to be on the air the next 2 weeks live. But we'll have other reports we put on the website. So a lot of stuff happening. And the city's moving forward to do this. You need to call Brewster McCracken and others that are supporting this and tell them that you're complaining about what they're doing. That's very, 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 very important. God bless you all. Please stay informed. Stay vigilant. Stand up for freedom and our God-given rights. And I'm Alex Jones signing off after 10 years of fighting on Access Television. We hope we're back in a few weeks. And as we go head up against the censor mongers and those that would turn free speech into control. God bless you all. Take care. InfoWars.com.
Yeah.